We're remembering the very influential life of Hugh Hefner. He made his network television debut in 1956 on CBS. Speaking to Mike Wallace, Hefner defended the image of Playboy magazine.
Sex always will be an important part of the book, because sex is probably the single thing that men are most interested in.
Oh, with this, I think that you'll agree. It's a sniggering kind of sex. It's a lascivious kind of sex. It certainly isn't a healthy approach to sex. You suggest that it is.
I would not only suggest that, I would say it rather strongly. We consider it a pretty healthy act.
Well, by the 1970s, Playboy had more than 7 million readers. Wow, and Hefner was certainly a household name. He built an empire on the simple idea that sex is important to people. With us from Los Angeles, Matt Bellany. He's editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Well, he certainly changed the magazine culture. He changed the American sex culture, if you will. But that came with some controversy. Back in the day, there were a lot of protests about how women were portrayed in the magazine. What do the critics say today about the legacy that he's left?
I think it's a very complicated legacy because, on the one hand, Playboy was criticized. It was the first major mainstream magazine to feature nude women, and it was in the context of politics and lifestyle and all these other things, but it was essentially a naked women magazine. And, you know, people like Gloria Steinem at the time, very opposed, said Playboy could fill a book with what it doesn't know about women.